Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark, and a special greeting to our international audience, to the people all around the world who listen to us in the various corners of the globe. I'm hoping that the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ is being multiplied to you. And I'm hoping that regardless of your circumstances in life, that you're finding joy right in the middle of those circumstances. Today you'll hear a song from June Murphy's latest album, an album available on iTunes, the You Ran After Me album. Today's song is I Can't Disappoint You. I can't disappoint you. Did it ever occur to you that you have never once disappointed God? I know you didn't hear me, and I know you probably don't even believe me, but I'll say it again. Did it ever occur to you that never once have you disappointed God? That's because nothing you do is a surprise to God. It may be a surprise to you, but it is not a surprise to God. Why? Because God knows everything. He is omniscient. He knows all that is knowable. In Psalm 139, verses 1 to 4, David says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down, and you know when I rise up. You understand my thoughts from afar. Psalm 139:3. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and you are intimately acquainted with all my ways. Psalm 139:4. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. Before God created you, he knew everything you would ever do. And even though the majority of those things are probably sinful and evil, he loves you anyway. He loves you unconditionally. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, the one who does not love unconditionally does not know God, for God is unconditional love. God loves you just the way you are. You don't have to change for him. And when you think you have to do things to impress him, it means you've been listening to God's enemy, Satan, who is a liar, and the one who keeps on fathering all lies. Satan fathers the lie that you are a disappointment to God. Well, here's June Murphy to sing a song she wrote, available for purchase on iTunes, and it's called I Can't Disappoint You.
It then take it away. It is in your grace I stand. All your mercies are new every day. You don't make me jump through hoops. I can do nothing to earn your love. You know me. Forgiven of all of my sins. You remember to forget. You won't bring them up to me again. You've given me your righteousness, made me perfect. Now I'm in your hands. You bore all my guilt and shame. You're the rock upon which I stand. And I can't disappoint you. Get away. I can't disappoint you, oh no. salvation is secure. You cannot deny me. I'm forever yours. Your love will never, ever change. You won't take it away. I can't disappoint you or ever let you down. I cannot surprise you.
How can you disappoint a God who went to a cross to pay for all your mistakes? Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, God demonstrates his own unconditional love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, when we were ungodly, unrighteous, unbelievers, Christ died instead of us. If only we could get people to feel this way about us, huh? Psalm 95, 1 says, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. And we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching or to anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan. To anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the one who forgives all your sins, the one who wants to make you his possession, the one who wants to make you spiritual royalty, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says, And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And right now, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision that you can make in a lifetime. And a simple five-word request gets you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this, And the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Nine magic words, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Let today be the day you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And then get to know him. Grow within the sphere of his grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3, 36, the Lord himself says, He who believes in the Son has eternal life, the resurrection life, right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Come out of the slavery to Satan and into the freedom of being a bondservant to God, living the resurrection life. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's BARAH ministries.com. We have a new lesson every week to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.